the recording starts.
By the way. I don't know what. All right, we're recording.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, can you say something?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Is that Austin?
Yep.
You're loud, Austin.
I'm loud. Okay.
Not that's for me. You're fine. Alright. So I know that Matthias and Vincent aren't calling in. I haven't heard from Laurie. Nor from Cumbers. Do you know anything about him, Max?
He's just extremely busy with school stuff right now, so I bet that he won't make it.
Gotcha.
Making any new videos with him?
Actually, we are.
Is there another one in the pipeline?
John's got a synthetic biology class, and the plan is to interview the speakers.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, they won't be as fun.
They're so much cool. Is that you, Elliot?
Hey, this is Julius.
Oh, hey, Julius, how's it going?
Pretty good. I can only stay for about 15 minutes today.
Okay, we'll pump you to the top of the agenda.
Well, there's not much news, unfortunately.
No, that's okay. Elliot, are you on the phone? Yeah, okay. Alright, let's get started then. There might be a couple more people coming in, but... okay, so... Hey, Julius, did you have anything you wanted to say at the beginning before you...
Oh, just basically that I dropped the ball on the survey, and that I just chatted with Vincent, and we're committed to getting it done, so I implemented on the WUFU site the next few days, and then we'll send out something to the FC, hopefully really soon.
Okay, great, that's no problem. Is the WUFU thing working okay?
Yeah, it worked out for as far as however much I could do it. I haven't tried it since you upgraded the account, but we'll see.
Okay. Good. And then Matthias isn't able to call in, but the analytics stuff is posted up. So you can take a look at the PDF. Actually, it looks like the PDF, it's not that long, 50-page Wikipedia output now. It's actually pretty nice. It's just like a few of the stats. I think he just did it by hand. It looks good. So it's definitely worth taking a look at if you haven't seen it. So our first community blogger, Cameron Nyland, I don't know if you've seen his blog. It's called Science in the Open. There's a link to it from the notes page. So it's actually, he's pretty prolific about posting. I don't know, he's got like 8 or 9 posts up there. There's quite a few comments. So it seems to be working out all right in terms of having just a random user using it. The steering committee blog, on the other hand, has not been so prolific. So if anybody feels the need to start blogging on the steering committee blog, definitely let me know, because it could use some fresh posts and things like that. I've been pretty negligent in posting anything, but...
Well, I definitely plan on putting something up when the survey is available. So this is one, at least.
Yeah, and I think maybe as we start having new features and things like that coming out, we'll post to it more, but maybe it doesn't need to be a high-traffic thing anyway. Also, there's a new...
on the main page?
Yeah, so that's the thing. We don't have a link, so that's what I wanted to bring up. So we have basically now, if you go to blog.openwentworld.org, there's like a nicer looking homepage that is a de-weekified version of a page from Open Wentworld that Jenny made. So the idea there is that we can now put a list there of every new blog that gets added, so there's actually a place to go see like who all the people blogging on the Open Wentworld thing are. So now that that's set up, I think we're kind of in a position where if we want to, we could let anybody who wants to have a blog from the site have one, even though the only thing that's not really working yet is ID is working across the blog and the wiki.
Well, can we at least put an advertisement for the blog on the main page of OpenWetWare?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I guess the question is just, what do we announce? Do we say, here's the steering committee blog? Do we say, if you want a blog, feel free to sign up. Are we ready to do that? That was kind of what I was asking.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think some special emphasis needs to be paid to the steering committee blog if we want that to be a communications channel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To users. So I would say maybe both, like just emphasize blogs in general and then, or say blogs in general and emphasize the steering committee.
Is there some way, this would be like a different feature cut thing, but just to have like a headline of each steering committee blog to show up on the main page under the news?
Yeah, I mean, at a minimum, we can post it as a news item with a link to the blog right where we do it. So, at the rate the posts are going into the blog, that wouldn't be a major problem. Yeah, if we had RSS feeds working in the week. And actually, once we have, just to follow up on the RSS thing, if we had that working, the idea is we could just dump them into the main page for the blogs as well, so that all, yeah, you could have an RSS feed of every change on a blog on all the other network blogs.
Right.
Okay. So then, if that's okay with people, then I'm going to go ahead and we'll post a news item up, Jen, and maybe you could help out, and we'll do something that just announces steering committee blog, and then as well points out that if you want a blog, you can get one.
Yep.
Yeah, it might be good to put that where the studio extension highlighted, that's in there for like a month.
Okay.
So, yeah, feel free to post that, or I can send you something like
that. All right, sounds good. And then the next thing is, on my end, we got an email from Nature, who's planning on doing a weekly review, essentially. They always want to try one out. And they basically said they'd look for, you know, they would like advice from us since we've kind of been doing this, and also they'd like to work with us on it, although it would have to live on nature.com. And so I don't know if people have any thoughts on ways we could work together on that, or if we want to. They suggested having, like, to the point where you just could automatically log in through their using, like, the OpenID or something like that that we have set up. But I don't know if people have, like, a more formal suggestion or what they think in general about all of that. So, throwing it out there.
Do they want to create, a wiki site for their reviews?
Yeah, I mean, I think they want to basically create, they like the idea of a review that lives as a wiki, and then I think that people can edit it. And I don't know how I think they have yet to decide how they're going to actually implement it. Like, whether it be curators or anyone can come in. And, you know, I think they'd be looking to us for advice on the right way to do it, potentially.
No, I don't think
that. At least, I mean, I got like a 3-line email. I don't know what they plan on doing for a topic.
Cool. So I think there's a couple of things that you want to tell them. One is that there has to be a person in charge of the review. Because we just, like, put up a wiki and, like, let people write a review on a topic, like, it probably won't work that well. So it'd be good to have someone who's kind of feeding it in charge of curating the review. So anyone who contributes, like, you know, there's kind of a head person who's committed to doing it would be one thing.
Yeah.
I think a second thing is that that person has to think about how to structure the review to make it be more amenable to the wiki contributions. So, and I think one of the problems with like the synthetic biology review that we have on our site is that it's not very easy to just go in and edit it and update it. So, you know, I don't know if you structure the review to be more modular kind of thing, just kind of edit the section more easily. And also, the review should probably not try to push a particular point of view. A lot of the reviews that people write, you know, they say, oh, you know, I have this idea, so I'm going to write a review of the literature that pushes this idea. And that's great, and I don't think there's a problem with that, but for a wiki review, it probably should, or would be more successful if you just try to make it regularly survey the literature and the work. You know, kind of like what you do, change the neutral point of view.
Maybe you should also try to get them to link to OpenWetWare in some way from their wiki thing. It's part of the deal of helping them out. I mean, I just worry about them completely diluting any OpenWetWare contributions to these review things if they throw it up there.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I think that would be, at least
don't feel them
out on that one.
Right, I mean, so it might make more sense potentially. So we could recommend stuff like, well, we could have a partnership whereby wiki reviews that live on OpenWetware get published to major.com on some time scale and get actually reviewed or whatever they want to call it. I don't know if they plan on doing some level of peer review on some time scale or something like that. So you can imagine like a rough and wild one that's always up to date on OpenWetware, and then it gets locked down monthly by a major reviewer or something like that. So yeah, maybe we should mention things like that that kind of keep, I don't know. Because yeah, it might be quite possible that why would a bunch of people head over to the Nature Review site and edit it, I don't know.
Yeah. I was just worried about like Nature just gradually taking over the niche that OpenWebware has, and more people know about Nature anyway, so.
Right.
Kind of a risk there.
Yeah, I mean, there's all the question of how much we, you know, what things we care to protect and what we don't. You know, like, if we're just happy to have wiki reviews being done well by somebody as long as they're actually openly available, which presumably that'll be a prerequisite if it's going to be acting like a wiki that anyone can edit, you know, then, you know, I don't know how much we think it's a priority that it lives here. But so it's a good point. I mean, maybe we should think about that.
Maybe we should start to, like, push the review effort, I don't know, put some news items about reviews up on the main site or something so that we're not just, like, caught in this kind of temporary stage while Nature kind of rolls up this effort.
Sorry, what do you mean by that, temporal?
Well, just, like, we have, like, a couple reviews now?
Yeah, really, we have two. One that's actually being worked on.
So maybe we should advertise the, you know, the concept of reviews to try to get more reviewers actively on this thing so that we have, you know, substantial numbers. So if we ask Nature to redirect to us, we have something for people to look at.
Sure, that makes sense. I mean, one thing that, and maybe if we can, I can email coverage about this, but on a publishing end, you could imagine us talking to, maybe Nature's relatively progressive about this, but there's other publishers where you can say, hey, look, we're looking to periodically dump these things to you, you know, so if we had a person who you would be asking to do a review anyway, would you want to ask them to do a review on OpenWebware instead, and then every year or whatever it is you plan on doing that review, they would just submit it to you and you publish it. And we could try and work out some deals like that so that we become a central hub and then it gets dumped to whatever relevant. It's not like Nature's relevant to publish every single review in the world, right?
Right.
They only have certain types of journals, so. Okay. Well, maybe I'll email John about that and see what he thinks on a publishing end, and maybe he can talk to some people if he's interested. Okay. And I'll go forward with that and just report back on what they end up saying.
Good.
News and highlights, Jen.
We have a new pilot on the Moonlit lab at UCP, which is the plant biology lab. And I've been kind of actively surfing around a little bit, just trying to, I wasn't getting a lot of suggestions, so I was just trying to identify labs that had currently updated pages where all users have pages set up. And good content to look back to the year. Like just kind of surfing around and identifying labs where like it just looks like a cool lab and I kind of check in and see to what extent they were making use of OpenWebware functionality. So I identified that one, and there's a few others I've been looking at. But if other people do a bit of the same and send me suggestions, that would be great. I was just trying to broaden the scope a little bit with highlights. Natalie had requested that we do a highlight on the BU20.109 class, and then Russian, it looks like I should have pointed out that we previously highlighted that. Was it last fall?
Yeah, it was 120. I think it was maybe like, not even last fall, it was last spring or whenever it was first put on the site.
Because I had tentatively, when she requested to do that, I hadn't realized that we'd previously done the highlight, so I was like, yeah, sure, we can do it. So maybe we could pick it up just for us to eat.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Then maybe swap it out for the other one that you suggested.
So I put a couple of suggestions on there, too. But then, have you seen that bio numbers page?
Yeah, you know, I saw that, but I didn't have a chance to take a look at it.
Does anyone actually know those guys at all?
The guy whose name is Ron Milo, he's a fellow at Harvard.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested, I mean, it's a cool idea. I mean, basically, they're just trying to collect useful numbers related to biology, like number of ribosomes and blah, 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 different types of species and et cetera. So it's just like a collecting relevant numbers for, like, modeling purposes or for whatever else. But they have them stored on, like, a Google Doc that if you want to submit a number, you, like, email the guy, and then he adds it. So I don't know that necessarily makes a lot of sense. I like the idea. I don't know that it's really a great thing to highlight, since at the moment it seems like a pain in the neck to add data to their collection.
But it's not an OpenWetware page.
There's a page on OpenWetware about it, and it seems like they're kind of organizing themselves at OpenWetware, but the actual bio numbers live on a Google Doc, like a Excel sheet. I mean, that might be a function of how much of a pain it is to make a table on the wiki. Or it might be that they have some other reason to want to not have it be editable.
So it's not editable at all, or is it?
It's only editable by... The Google Doc is only editable by them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a cool application. I'm not sure.
Another thing to look at is the statistics portal. I'm not sure if somebody else suggested that already. But it's a pretty nice example of people collecting a lot of useful information. I've actually found it pretty useful myself.
Okay,
so
that's like fully open what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't an enormous amount of information there, but it's a nice example of what we could do, and it might also prompt more people to add the sort of statistic information they have there. You know, it has like a lot of links about, like, well, how do you put error bars on a plot properly, and what are the different kinds of error bars, and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty good. I mean,
that sounds like something that might be good to highlight, because you can do a highlight because something just has like cool content, but I also sort of want to focus the highlight so that we highlight things that illustrate like functionality of OpenWare, or kind of might inspire people to take a look at them in new ways that they can make use of their own lab page or set up these type of portals. So I think something like that might be the sort of thing that would be good to highlight. Thanks.
Hey guys, I gotta take off right now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, sorry.
So from the software folks, Mac maybe, and then Bill, I guess, or Mac or Austin.
Yeah, okay, Mac here. I was talking with Austin, and I was thinking that maybe it would be better just to hand over the mantle of the software share to Bill, since I'm not as involved as I thought I would be. I'd like to be. I came over to meet Bill a while ago, and since then I haven't really interacted much. So maybe we'll pursue a combined approach and see how that goes. But for now, I don't really have any updates.
Okay. Yeah. No. I think we want to hear. Certainly hear from Bill every week anyway, and I think if we want to sort out exactly what the software chair's job is in that light, then that might be worth thinking about. So then, Bill, do you want to give an update?
Yeah, the software, the my side of it, I'm literally just settling into my chair. I finally got rid of the caster chair that I had. I have a real chair now. So in that sense, I've now ascended to having a chair. But be that as it may, a lot of the time over the last month has been spent getting the system to the point where we can continue to grow it, to make it more flexible to requirements from other people, make sure that I know how the system runs along with Ilya. And I think that it's been a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of work that's been done. We're going to be upgrading the server that we're using. That shouldn't be something that anyone really noticed, but you might sometime over the next month notice a slight disruption when a message is put out saying that there'll be a temporary lockout for a very short period of time, minutes probably, as we move to the new server. So that's the only kind of thing to be aware of over the next month. We have another server that we've introduced that is used for staging software on that's completely independent of the regular server. Any extensions that people want to check out will be put onto that one first, and then we can open it up to the steering committee here to take a look at and get your feedback on prior to actually sort of introducing them directly into the Open Wetware server itself. That's about where that lies. We're, you know, I'm off of infrastructure for the most part now. I'm working on some user management stuff, getting that straightened out, and I think I'll be spending a good deal of my time over the next month on extensions. So that's where we are right now. Any questions?
So when for like doing stuff on the test server and things like that, would the idea be something gets worked up and then you just kind of mail it out to the steering committee list to let people know about it?
Exactly. If anyone wants to look at it right now, there's a server called beta.openwetware.org. That's just B-E-T-A. It lost out. We actually realized after the point we should have called it Lambda because of a person who does work on it right here. But it's beta instead. And so
I prefer beta.
So beta is actually the place where you know, we've been doing work, but it's almost a mirror of Open Wetware. But it's got a big banner on the top of it saying this isn't the production server, and periodically it's locked down so people can't even do anything with it if we're doing testing.
Okay.
So is beta going to be continually updated from the main site to reflect the weight of content?
Well,
is that important?
It's actually not. It's important for testing, but it's not important for content purposes. So the answer is yes, it will be updated on a regular basis. It takes approximately 2 minutes to do a dump of the entire SQL database from Open Wetware and then load it up on the other system. It takes a lot longer for images, but the actual dump of the database is very, very short time. So I will periodically be doing that. I don't want it to get stale. But the intention is not to use it as anything more than a place to make sure that everything works exactly the way it will work when it goes into production.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
So publishing is John. Mac, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about. So one of he listed a couple things. Elsevier, looking into doing the Biblio. Oh, including the science direct citation count inside of Biblio, and then also the IEP synthetic biology plan?
I don't know anything about the Biblio project, but IEP is moving slowly. They don't really have a dedicated launch date. We've been talking with the director and editor-in-chief, the director at IEP and the editor-in-chief, which is Jim Hasselhoff, about making a really clear statement about their commitment to open access, but they've been sort of balking a little bit. I guess a lot of it depends on them installing a new CMS. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on there. One interesting thing to note, though, is in the discussion with Jim, he likes the idea of people having, or rather, submissions living on the IEP server and being wikified. And if not wikified, then updatable with comments. And so that's a sort of area where Open Wetware might be able to collaborate. I'm not sure how, but just put that on the radar.
So this is like to have comments associated with an open access paper.
That's right. Jim is really interested in a two-tiered publishing model where IET gives a real reference to all of its all of the things that it receives, all of which live online, and then a select few get more strongly peer-reviewed and published in a paper version. And all of these could support some sort of digital peer review. And Jim's been kind of vague about what that means, and John and I have reservations about certain ways of doing it, but he's interested in exploring that topic with IET in a professional sense, and Open Wetware could possibly collaborate there eventually.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
So that's about all I know about the publishing stuff.
Okay, cool, thanks. Rachel, did you want to comment on the, or Austin, either on the community page, Paul?
No, it's being worked on. We're writing a page for the POS. They requested a community page, so we're looking at writing something that describes what Open World is about and what our mission is, and hopefully this will be like the first type of place where we can put ourselves out there. So something that people can cite when they reference Open World.
Okay.
You should look at the letter that Orson Welles wrote in Citizen Kane when he took over the newspaper. It's a good starting point.
Wait, who?
Well, he wrote down it. It's a joke about publishing and about being free in the publishing world. So.
And if people have, and people just read that over and leave feedback, we'll probably add that to the to-do items for next month. Okay. So, if we want to jump, that's all the reports, so we can take a look at them. The extra topics. Shreed's not here, but there were the Wikiomics thing. Is anyone else familiar with what's going on with that, or I can talk about it? Okay. So we got a Wikiomics, which is Martin Jambone's wiki, or has been Martin Jambone's wiki at the Bioinformatics wiki. Actually, Bill, maybe you could update on this. But I think you're more spun off. I don't even know what's happening with it now.
Last week, she talked to me about the fact that we would be taking over support of the content created through Wikiomics. So literally the entire community was going to be folded into OpenWhatWare. We don't know at this point how many people are involved. We're looking at probably about 100 pages, probably about 30 illustrations, which is not a very large site. We're waiting now for literally a full SQL database from Wikiomics that we're going to be importing. We talked about potentially doing a little bit more granular approach where we would be putting it into in manually through XML imports from that wiki, but instead we're getting this great SQL dump, which means that it'll be directly folded in. We'll probably first fold it into the beta wiki that I mentioned before, just to be able to make sure that we can curate the items before they go in. Apparently, one of the problems with Wikiomics is that there was a kind of a spam problem of late where people had put some spurious comments in some of the pages, and so we want to at least move the more onerous kind of omissions. It was an open wiki, which meant that anyone could put in anything they wanted. So,
do you know anything about the copyright of Wikiomics and whether it's compatible with the licenses being included on the network?
I think that you should talk to Shree about that. But I'm going to leave it open at that. But Shree has looked into that, but I'm not aware of the specifics.
So it's copyrighted under the GNU FDL, which we use. So it's more, it's technically we can't use it because we also have a Creative Commons license.
Yeah.
So I don't, but practically speaking, I don't think anyone's going to care because it's basically the same in terms of philosophy.
Right. I mean, I'm not even sure we're technically allowed to have old licenses on our own site.
What, what type of standards are you dealing with? Is it corporate or was it ideological thing?
No, there's like, if you look at the recent changes, you can see what kind of stands, like Viagra stands.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, it's just a regular.
Right, right.
Right in the middle. Okay.
If anyone's looking for anything like that, it's a good place to look to find it, though, because it's been pretty. There's a bunch of comments we made of late, so it's just something that does have to be cleaned out of it before we fold it in.
Yeah, so how much work is there going to be around getting that out of there? You definitely don't want to suddenly have all these fan pages living out from where.
Well, in terms of putting it up there, it's literally the equivalent of a database import and then the image import. So that's a matter of an hour or two to actually go through that part of the work. Until we do that, I've not extensively gone through the pages to estimate how much time is going to be required to edit the content that's there.
Well, so, yeah, pretty much they're all spam.
Yeah. Well, Martin seems to be the predominant contributor to the site before, and so now that he's obviously not there, then there's been not much happening to it at all.
I wonder how hard is it technically feasible to, for instance, bring in only the things that weren't done by random IP addresses, like only things that changes me. Like if we're looking for, like, because there's no way we're going to go through by hand and clean all the spam out, right? And then there's also no way we're going to post a bunch of spam pages and tank our Google rank or something.
No, that's a really good point. That's actually pretty straightforward. Every single one of the articles is going to indirectly be tagged by the user ID that created it, so we can do that filtering.
But it also looks to be pages that are real pages that have been recently essentially copied over. Which
right.
Yeah, I wonder if you could trace, like,
roll back
is all we have to do. Exactly.
Register.
Yeah. It's literally picking the right revision of the paper, of that particular page, and then stopping the input at that point. So, I mean, I can do the mechanics part of it, and I can do the more sort of egregious stuff, but I'd say that I'd need somebody to take a look at this to make a determination as to whether or not they think additional stuff should be filtered out.
I think we should probably talk to Sri about this, because presumably there's at least some members of the Wikiomics community who you know still value that content and would have a vested interest in helping to make sure that it is clam free, whatever goes on to open wetware.
Yeah, I mean technically it should be the Wikiomics people who essentially give it the clean copy.
Right. At least I've not been privy to any of the conversations, but Sri did mention that we're going to fold all the people who are registered within that community into Open Wetware with their existing passwords with this goal. So I don't know where that particular sort of item stands, but to the point you just made, Reshma, I agree that we really you know, can lean on those people if they're going to become part of this community a little bit to clean it up.
Also,
note
regarding
filtering
of agents, I just mentioned that and it says that there are 4 pages that control the legitimate content. So
there are how many?
Four. So there are not so many.
No.
But it also could, I mean, looking at their user list, it seems like a lot of their user names might be spam. So, I mean, a lot of their user names seem to be kind of random matches and letters. So, I mean, I actually take
care of
it more. I mean, we might need to think
about it more. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I just want to be clear about where I stand on it right now, and that is I've been purely looking at the mechanics of getting the stuff in, and at this point we're expecting to get a database dump at some point, but no specific scheduling has been done to date as to when this is going to be done or any of the administrative processes around it. So there's nothing to stop. I think it's more of a time we have to figure out when to schedule it. So just to be sure in the fact it's not going to go in, you know, if you don't do anything.
Yeah, that's fine. I just have a couple of things that we should make a note of before we start doing that.
Okay. So, yeah, let's have Sri follow up on the spam situation before we spend any more time on this, because if it's going to be a ton of work, we shouldn't even bother.
Well, based on the stats, they said that there's like 64 pages that are probably legitimate content.
Yeah,
but it's probably
also is too low. I mean, it's probably more than 64 pages that matter. Like, if you look at our stats, I think it says we have like, hold on, I can look it up.
6,300
or something. But maybe that's right, I don't know.
The page count actually says that a page isn't a legitimate page unless it has links to it, is linked from another page, and has one other characteristic, I forget what it is. Otherwise, it doesn't get rolled into the page count.
For the legitimate content pages?
Yes.
So a link to it and a link from it?
I believe that that's it. It's literally, I found the check in the code where it gets done.
Yeah, so maybe, I guess at a minimum, we can probably pull in the 60 legitimate pages if we can get that list, you know, but.
But to that point, until we have something like a database dump, we don't even know what the whole size of the site is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have Sri follow up and Bill can spend a little time on it. All right. Okay. Talk about the weekend. So I think we had one other topic here, which was basically how we want to deal with helping Bill out and specifying like now more features on the user end rather than on the back end. So for instance, if we decide to do lab notebooks, if we decide to do improving the user pages? How do we kind of encourage people on the site to give feedback and give, like, I don't know, a person to take lead on a various item and work with Bill, or I don't know, what do people think on that just in general?
Well, not only do we need a suggestion, I think we need a method for, like, how do we put stuff out. Like, for example, like, the Wibbit stuff, like, I want to put that out. You know, so what's the process of,
yeah,
you know, getting feedback and putting out this extension?
Right.
So,
I'll
mean,
be glad
could it
to
be
work
like,
with somebody in terms of putting the pieces together where I think that they need to go. I just think that there's a need to get some kind of a community buy-in in terms of what my priorities are and what needs to go on. But I can provide the structural parts of that in terms of this is what we should do, this is how we schedule time, this is where it goes, this is how long it's going to be. All those things are, you know, I'm ready to go on. I just need to really get some help on my side, on the other side, in terms of prioritizing and then making sure that the right stuff is going in there at the right time.
So, yeah, I would kind of favor a somewhat liberal policy, where if there's someone on the steering committee who thinks this particular feature would really be useful, you know, we try it on the beta site, if that person likes it, whatever, we roll it out on the main site, and then, you know, we see it at the sea. If it doesn't get used at all, then, you know, we'll deprecate the extension and, you know, roll it back. But if it does get used, that's great. It would be great. I mean, one of the nice things about Flower is that it's responsive to community input, so,
you know, rather than being really reluctant to try out new features, you should just kind of try stuff out and see what's new. And then, if this,
I don't know if
this
creates way more work for Bill, but
you
know, it'd be kind of nice to be able to
continue
our responsiveness to people's requests and stuff.
So, sorry. I was going to say, I don't know what Austin's experience is, but my experience is that if you see an extension that's out there that looks interesting, then it's going to be a very quick determination as to whether or not it'll just go in or whether there are strings attached that have to be dealt with. So I can get word back pretty quickly based on what someone is interested in, whether or not it's a fast or a slow thing to get up and, you know, here it is, now take a look at it. So
well, I don't think the issue is I don't think the issue is time to put up. I think most, like, things we were worried about before was, you know, is this actually worth maintaining and,
yep,
you know, well, this is fall into code disuse.
Right.
Right, but I mean, if something is getting used, then it's probably worth our effort to maintain it. If it's not getting used, then, you know, we can probably roll it back without too much fuss.
And I'd also say that now, I mean, part of the reason to bring Bill on board is to give us a little more leeway in terms of what we could do, you know, in that now we have, I mean, it needs to be something that's not crazy and that doesn't need a ton of updates each time a new version comes out or something like that, but I think it maybe it's more of a thing where Bill can comment on when something comes out, and if it's really onerous, then that should be taken into consideration, but otherwise I think it's worth, I kind of agree with Rachel.
I mean, because of the Wibbit stuff, you know, Austin's really interested in having it deployed, so you just have to be able to go have a conversation with Bill and be like, what if Bill makes a determination, okay, this is not too much work to deploy, it doesn't seem like it'll have, you know, leave any security holes or whatnot in it, let's roll it out and give it a shot, see what happens.
Roll it out on the main wiki or on
first
beta?
Roll it out on beta and, you know, just make sure nothing crashes or burns.
Right.
But, I mean, after a short, you know, check there, it should just roll out on the main site, you know, and Austin can go play with it. It can be announced to the extension list, which will take a look. And I mean, it's kind of like how Wikipedia tends to run on, like, the most recent version of the wiki software so that you can find bugs and software really quickly.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think we should kind of take that
aspect
sort of thing.
I like that approach.
All right, well, let's go ahead with that. So basically, you know, if someone from the community wants to do it, they'll propose it to Bill. If Bill runs it on the test server and it looks good and he thinks it's not onerous to maintain, then we'll just do it, send out an announcement. I mean, I don't even mind that going out to the entire steering committee list, you know, or even the discuss list. Both. You know, I think we should definitely... I think the big problem is people don't even know about some stuff. A lot of
Yeah, I mean, the only reason to send it out to, like, first extension or even the steering committee list is first to get a few people trying it and see if they like it, and then only the really useful stuff do we announce, like, on the main page. So, you know, Biblio is truly something that everyone's using, so it makes sense to advertise that on the main page to everyone. But, you know, so, for example, like, install the map extension on the site. And, you know, okay, I made a cool map or whatever, but no one's really using it. It's not that helpful. Now, we don't even need it anymore. You can now is that Google Maps directs that page, so you probably get rid of the map extension that we installed. It turned out to not be that easy. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
So we just roll it back, and that never gets announced to most people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have a big problem with us announcing. Like, I don't think we're overloading people with email right now, so I think it kind of, like, shows some vibrancy, you know?
Well, I think it's good to shoot us the steering committee if something's actually getting hot so that we're aware of it and we can try it out, or if something's getting, like, rolled back just so people on the steering committee are aware, but I don't necessarily feel like the whole steering committee has to kind of discuss every, you know, if someone has a good idea, I think it's great that they can tell them to.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, low overhead.
So, yep. So are we rolling back the map thing, for instance?
I mean, I would suggest that we do, and I was the one who
So, I mean, this is maybe Mac coming back to your, what would the software chair do? Maybe there's just a matter of, like, keeping on top of the set of extensions and, like, recommending things that are removed, even, you know, on some time scale and stuff like that. That might be a pretty good use. I mean, other people can obviously recommend, but... Like, for instance, that, I think you're right, like, we have to get rid of that thing so that no one else starts putting it onto a page, and then when we have to remove it later, we got to go and find the pages that use it, you know?
Yeah, the only reason I was holding off is, I think you can actually have that map without having the map extension, so, I mean, there's a few things we can do, but, like, if we do, like, one or two things, then we can just get rid of things and together and maintain the same thing.
Gotcha. So then, let's try and... We could put that as a get rid of maps by next steering committee meeting or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Alright.
Can also eliminate the show height extension, maybe?
Yeah. Then.
But there's still people who some calls to it some places on the wiki, so that's why I've been holding off.
So how is there a way to find those at a middle?
Yeah, you just search for underscore underscore hider underscore underscore. So it just requires some people to just replace some of those with new syntax.
If you could spec out the process, then, you know, like, I'm sure a few people could do that, so we could just get rid of that.
Okay. Where would I spec this out?
Anywhere you want, on the software / deprecate show hide, and then just mail it out to the SC or something. I mean, I don't know how many there are. If there's only five of them, then it's just worth doing them, you know. But if there's, like, 50, we could probably just crank it out.
Like, there's only 20.
20, okay. Yeah, I mean, like, if you spec it out, I can do it, or whatever. Probably can do it.
It's also a good chance that most of those are being used by people on the phone right now, so they could probably just do it themselves. Yeah. They're probably all power users.
Yeah, there's only 40 total.
Okay, yeah, so if you just explain how to do it, then maybe we could just, that way we could just email that link to the people who have it on their pages and they could just make the change.
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out whose page it is.
It's usually not that hard.
No, like a lot of them are the iHeart series, right? So.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's easier for us to change it than to email them.
What?
I think it's more trouble for us to figure out who it is and email them.
Yeah, I mean, no, but if you email it, if you just explain how to do the switch, then email the steering committee, and steering committee will make changes.
Okay, I'll send the email right now.
Make sure you have a description of how to do the change. The feeling of not going to be tripping. All right. Do the other people have stuff they want to bring up? New stuff?
Tom, did I already talk about this? Tom's request for an extension?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Tom just came by and said that he'd really like to see an extension where essentially an extension number to the NFBank digital sensory gets extended into a full length, maybe hold some information in. So it's funny how Biblio interacts on the database to like be something redirecting like JPEG or a SQL or something like that. So just something to keep on the radar, and I don't know how difficult it is, but it's something I should talk about before.
I think that on the Nature site, their blogging site, I forget what it's called,
there is a conversation, and they talk about the same, wanting something very similar to that as well, except for the blocks that they're using. That ability to sort of quickly, you know, right-click to find out what something comes from was something that they were looking for as well.
Yeah, I mean, it should be at least kind of a string page. I mean, it basically used, you know, you type the extension colon whatever, and then
right.
Map that to a long thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it should be explorer.
So that could be done either with a... either with a bot, or it could be part of a Biblio extension. So, this is something Bill had commented on. The Biblio extension could be extended to not just like papers, but like things like accession numbers or biobrick part numbers.
Yeah. So I mean, if that's what makes more sense, you know, great. But I just wanted to point out that there's...
But you're not necessarily talking about it like a citation, as much as you're talking about it actually pulling content in from.
Well,
so
I mean,
displaying, like, for instance, a protein image or something that, or...
I mean,
like,
you could start with just being able to type and that would be, you know, simple. And then we should maybe think about, maybe that requires...
I see. So the first thing would be literally just like a biblio, except at the bottom it would be a link to the PubMed page.
Right.
Or the DemBank page.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And then the next step should be actually, maybe sometimes people want to be able to pull in information from... and they can play like a single piece of paper. Now, I think actually Tom has some ideas on this, so if it gets to the top of the prairie, he's for Bill, then you can have a conversation with Tom because he probably has a pretty intelligent way of
finding
it.
Right. Right. Okay.
All right, that sounds pretty cool. If we want to make, do we want to at least, I don't know if that's in, if there's a page on that idea somewhere. I feel like it's been mentioned, but I don't know if there's like something in the prioritized list or something. I was just peeking around. If there's not, we might want to at least make a page where we can start dumping ideas on that.
I found that link, by the way, that I mentioned, going through a page that Ilya had put into the blogging software on the site. So Ilya already has a pretty complete set of great references to pages that are relevant to this and articles. So I don't know where to actually put it, but
can you find the chat window?
Can I find it?
Boy, all those typing fingers.
Oh, there is another. Okay. So the...
I'll see that as soon as I find it.
Yeah, whenever you find it. Yeah, if you don't have it handy. All right. Any other stuff? Cool.
Do we want to talk about...
What's that?
Do we want to talk about the search for... or search, the job search? Developer?
Yeah,
director.
Sure, we can mention that. Yeah, so we're going to be opening up a new job search for the second position, and the idea is to try and find a managing director / community developer type person. So, hello?
Hello?
Still there. Okay.
Okay.
So what we're going to be looking for is going to be like a managing director type position. It's sort of an extension. I mean, we've been advertising for a community developer, and we met with a lot of folks, and we didn't really find anybody who looked great. And so now we're thinking, well, might just offer up a sort of an extended position that includes that job, but also will be someone who, as people around here leave and graduate, will be able to kind of maintain direction and project planning for the site. So that's going to be the position is actually not yet created through MIT, so we're kind of, it hasn't been announced officially, but within the next probably week or two, we'll start a search for that job. So if you know anybody, please do suggest them. And when we have an announcement, we'll send it out to the steering committee list. All right.
Also the steering committee blog.
What's that? The steering committee,
committee.
And the blog and any other mechanism in the world.
Actually, so, I mean, we've been talking about actually creating a mailing list for open world users. Should we consider, like, creating an actual list that people can communicate with?
I mean, I thought the final decision there was basically that we prefer to use a blog like as that, and at the most maybe we send one email out announcing the existence of the blog and maybe a couple of like big announcements, you know, but that we didn't want to have a list that we were spamming to of the entire site. Just because nobody likes that. I think that people can disagree. I think that was kind of what we came to in the conclusion.
This is the page that I referenced before.
No, thanks.
But I mean, I think it's good to just at least send like one email like a month or something to just remind people that they're on open world work, you know, because, you know, I don't realize all the things I'm registered to, and, you know, if I get an email of site, I say, oh yeah, I haven't visited that in a while, you know, it's not like I don't feel like it's spam, like if it's relevant information.
If it's going to be once a month, I would totally be okay. If it became like a once a week, I think it might start to feel like.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe the thing is, I guess, we could have something that's on a time scale of 1 or 2 months that we wouldn't mind writing an email to everybody for. I don't even know that we have that list. Is it hard? Is setting up that email list a hard thing to do, practically?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to look at the database, but I think we should get that set up so we have the option. You know, if we had an emergency that we had to take off down the site tomorrow, we have no way of contacting everyone.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. Okay.
I mean, it could be something like, I mean, this would be huge. Part of the season registration process where you'd say that there was a list and it was only for future announcements and, you know, no more than X ones you have in your email where you could, you know, choose to opt out, but that would be like the default that you get a very small limit and have the email open a lot less.
Yeah, I mean, actually what might be a good thing would be, I kind of agree with Austin, like that, the emergency mail to all lists, and, you know, either you send out if it's a disaster or a few times a year, you know, for really big stuff or for some reason, a lot of stuff. But one thing I think would be cool is when the new user manager, we'd use a discuss list like that, where at least there'd be a checkbox where all you had to do was click one button to sign up for the discuss list, you know. And it would say, it's pretty low traffic, which it is, you know, and if you don't like it, you can get yourself off, but at least that way it's not like a pain to find. Like, people don't even know about it, I think, and that's still kind of hard. Alright. Okay. Alright, if there's nothing else, then that's it. Thanks everybody for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.